The war on terrorism and the struggling U.S. economy will be the tandem themes of President Bush's State of the Union address this evening. The president is expected to describe what's ahead in the war on terrorism now that the Taliban have been defeated in Afghanistan. He'll also lay out his plans for dealing with the economic recession. One part of that will likely be new tax cuts. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
This is President Bush's first State of the Union address. It is an important speech for a wartime president who's receiving very high marks for his handling of the military response to the events of September 11th, but who is also facing growing concerns about the state of the U.S. economy. The White House has been reluctant to reveal too much publicly about the speech in advance, but the president himself, in a series of events over the past week, has given his own preview of the address. Here he is in Portland, Maine on Friday. The message, more money to guard against future terrorist attacks.
The enemy still wants to hit us. And therefore, this nation must do everything in our power to prevent it. And so when I speak to the Congress next Tuesday night and I submit my budget, one of the top priorities will be the security of the homeland.
2 days earlier, he spoke to a group of reserve officers about military spending.
We will invest in more precision weapons, in missile defenses, in unmanned vehicles, in high-tech equipment for soldiers on the ground. The tools of modern warfare are effective. They are expensive. But in order to win this war against terror, they are essential.
And there was this at a machinery company in Charleston, West Virginia, where the topic was tax cuts.
Now, there is kind of a wacky economic theory going around Washington. It says, the more they take in your taxes, the better off you'll be. It doesn't make any economic sense. It doesn't make any dollars and cents. And here in West Virginia, like they do elsewhere, they know this is nonsense.
Seated in the audience tonight will be Afghanistan's interim leader, Hamid Karzai, who's in Washington to discuss his country's future and who symbolizes the president's success in handling the war on terrorism so far. But Mr. Bush has also come under increasingly pointed attacks from Democrats over his handling of domestic issues. They note that in just a year, the federal government has gone from big budget surpluses to projected deficits, and they put much of the blame on the tax cut the president lobbied for and won last year. Democrats also wonder where the money will come from to finance the war effort and increases for Homeland Security. Looking ahead to tonight's address, Democratic Congressman Steny Hoyer of Maryland says Congress and the president are united on the question of national security, but he says there are other kinds of security people are worried about.
We have a lot of workers who have lost security. Enron is a dramatic example of that, where literally thousands of employees who thought they had 200, 300, 400, 500,000 put away for their retirements now find that they have 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 put away for their retirement, obviously undermining their security.
Don't look for the president to mention Enron tonight, certainly not by name, but it won't be far from people's minds either, given that in the audience will be the members of the 11 congressional committees which have opened inquiries into Enron's collapse. Look for the president to address the topic only indirectly by citing the need for corporate responsibility and good citizenship and by calling for reforms to protect employees and their pension plans from what happened at Enron. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.